The real question is, what is good sex? And how is that going to translate into having a good and successful relationship with a man? And what exactly are men looking for with sex? What do men really want in the bedroom? Is it really more complicated than simply having a vagina and being able to please him? Well, the short answer is yes, it is. To please a man sexually, you have to begin to enjoy sex yourself. I found that many women have difficulties enjoying sex. And there's a very real reason for this. And the reason, of course, is because of tension. I talk a lot about tension in all of my material. Tension is the leading cause of neurosis. And not having a satisfying sexual life with your man in a relationship is the leading cause of neurosis in relationships. If you can please a man sexually to his very core, you will alleviate so much stress and tension inside of him and yourself, leading to a much more fulfilling situation. So here's where to start. You have to begin to enjoy sex to its fullest. And this is going to require you to leave your sexual hang-ups at the door and to view sex without the lenses of guilt or shame. We've been taught often in this culture, in this society, that sex is something shameful. And this does one of two things. The first thing it can do is make somebody sexually repressed and basically want to avoid sex. Not only that, but become frigid in the bedroom. The second thing that guilt and shame does to sex is the complete opposite, which is to basically become obsessed with sex. It's this fixation around sex that causes neurosis. Simply enjoying sex is not fixation. There is no tension around enjoying sex. And instead of a what you can call localized orgasm, what you really want is for the orgasm to penetrate the entire body. And the first step to this as a woman is to begin to enjoy sex more. To open yourself up to it and to open yourself up to sex changing you. There's a book by David Deida called Finding God Through Sex. And pretty much the title is all you need to know about that book. It's that you can find God through sex. Sex is a wonderful way of knowing the deeper levels of yourself and your partner in a committed monogamous relationship. This is really the goal of sex, not just for the physical stimulation, not just for the masturbatory urges of sex. It's really to know the deeper, more subtle layers of yourself and your partner. Sex can bind two people together more closely than anything. And it's not only your own emotional experience of it. There's actual energy that gets entwined when you have sex. When you let a man enter you, you are allowing his energy to enter you and to bind with you. It's a very, very intimate experience. And the more you can relax, the more you can allow these energies to merge with each other even deeper. So, how do you relax and how do you let go of the tension and the frigidity and enjoy sex to its fullest? The first answer is through deep tissue bodily massage. You have to be getting the tension massaged out of your body. When you experience tension, guilt, fear, anxiety, etc., it has physical manifestations in the body. In Chinese medicine, they talk about meridians. Meridians are energy pathways that go throughout the body. When you experience too much fear, too much tension, too much anxiety, too much guilt, too much grief, too much shame, these things block the energy flow throughout your body. This is why when somebody has too much tension, they cannot experience orgasm. This goes for men and women. With men, you more readily see this with erectile dysfunction. When the energy is getting blocked up in a man's body, he will have more difficulty achieving an erection. And there are many men out there who have difficulty achieving orgasm. And this has a lot to do with the issues getting stuck in the tissues. So the first step is to be getting regular massages, deep tissue, painful, brutal massages in your body, because you have years and years of tension stacked up in the body. And this is going to block the flow of sexual energy through the body. It's going to localize energy. It's going to trap energy to certain areas of the body. And what you want is for the free flow of energy through your body, so that when you're having sex with your man, that it is pleasuring you not just in the local region, but it is pleasuring you throughout your entire body. And specifically, you want to be feeling it in your heart too. You want the sexual energy to be moving upwards through the body, not be trapped in the lower energy centers. Getting deep tissue massages on a regular basis, and when I say regular basis, I mean at least twice a week, is what's going to start opening the meridians in your body and allowing you to achieve orgasm. Not just clitoral orgasms, but also vaginal orgasms. And not just vaginal orgasms, but also the potential of squirting orgasms. There's specific locations that you want to be focusing on with your massages. The first location to be focusing on is